Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government has given as much priority to people, economy and innovation as it has given to infrastructure and industries in investment. Addressing a post-budget webinar on employment through video conferencing today, the Prime Minister said the vision of investment in people stands on three pillars: education, skill and healthcare.
Investing in people, economy and innovation. ये एक ऐसी थीम है जो विकसित भारत के रोडमैप को डिफाइन करती है. इस साल के बजट में आपको इसका प्रभाव भी बहुत बड़े स्केल पर दिख रहा है. इसलिए यह बजट भारत के भविष्य का ब्लूप्रिंट बनकर सामने आया है.
The Prime Minister said today people can see how India's educational system is going through a huge transformation after several decades. The Prime Minister said the telemedicine facility is being expanded to all primary health centres. The Prime Minister said that many decisions have been made in this budget to promote domestic and international tourism. Mr. Modi said India will establish a national large language model to develop AI capabilities. The government has given approval for the development of Sonprayag to Kedarnath Ropeway with a length of 12.9 kilometers. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the total cost of the project will be over 4,000 crore rupees.
8 to 9 hours ki jo journey hai, that will become a journey of 36 minutes. 36 लोगों के बैठने की कैपेसिटी उसमें और ये बहुत सेफ टेक्नोलॉजी है. श्रद्धालुओं को तो बेनिफिट होगा ही होगा और साथ ही साथ बहुत बड़ा जो लोकल बिजनेसेस हैं उनको बेनिफिट होगा और जो दिव्यांगजन हैं और जो हमारे बुजुर्ग साथी हैं उन सब के लिए भी एक बहुत बड़ी मेजर ये एक बेनिफिट इससे निकलेगा.
Mr. Vaishnav also informed about 12.4 kilometers Hemkund Sahib Ropeway to be developed at a cost of 2,730 crore rupees. The government has also taken decisions for livestock health and disease prevention with a cost of 3,880 crore rupees. Minister of State for Panchayati Raj, Professor S.P. Singh Baghel, has said Gram Panchayat representatives are the key pillars in executing the government schemes on the ground. Launching the Model Women Friendly Gram Panchayat initiative of the Ministry of Panchayati Raj at a national convention in New Delhi, the minister highlighted the working style of panchayats and urged all panchayat representatives to follow all norms in their work. Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister Anupriya Patel said the government has changed the concept of development, adding that now women-led development is the main focus of the government. Niti Aayog today released a strategic paper on the rapid evolution of quantum computing and its implications on national security in New Delhi. Niti Frontier Tech Hub, in partnership with the Data Security Council of India, released the paper with the aim of accelerating the country's transition into a frontier tech nation. Sahitya Akademi will organize its annual Festival of Letters, Sahitya Utsav, Asia's largest literature festival, at Rabindra Bhavan in New Delhi from the 7th to the 12th of March. The six-day event will be inaugurated by the Union Minister for Culture, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat. Over 700 writers from different parts of the country, representing more than 50 languages, will participate in the festival. U.S. President Donald Trump said a top terrorist behind the August 2021 Kabul airport bombing has been apprehended and is being brought to the U.S. to face justice. He said ISIS terrorists were responsible for the attack at Abbey Gate, which killed 13 American service members and many others during the withdrawal from Afghanistan. Speaking in his first address to Congress of his second term, Trump described the move as a sign of America's renewed strength against radical terrorism. In the ICC Champions Trophy, the second semi-final is underway between New Zealand and South Africa in Lahore. Electing to bat first, New Zealand were 343 for 5 in 48 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.